First of all, on this feast of Mary, the Mother of God, I ask you to join me at this Mass praying for all the mothers and grandmothers of our parish community, that they may be good parents and grandparents, that they may treasure each of their children with the same preciousness that God has for them, just as God has for Mary's son, Jesus. Every child is precious in God's eyes, and we need to care for our little ones in a particular way with the love of God. Some of you may have been here 10 years ago in 2006 for New Year's Day. At that time, I spoke about a priest friend of mine named Father Bill, who had a very interesting custom. Instead of making a New Year's resolution, he would pick out one verse from Scripture and make that kind of his prayer motto or his Scripture slogan for the whole year. At that time, I proposed to you the Scripture verse, "Seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be given to you besides." Kind of a mantra that you keep focused before your mind and heart all year long. Well, today I'd like to go in a different direction. Now, you may want to take right out of the gospel the line about Mary. Mary kept all these things in her heart and continued to reflect upon them. To take the time during this year to reflect over and over on the mysteries of God and Jesus Christ. Well, let's try this one on for size. The gospels tell us at the end of these infancy stories that Jesus grew in wisdom, age, and grace. Remember that one? Well, whether we like it or not, we're all going to grow in age, huh? Beats the alternative, they say, right? But I suggest to you that we might want to take our motto for the year, our scripture theme, to grow and to continue growing in wisdom and in grace. The wisdom to know what's right in each daily situation, and the grace to have the power to do what is right in each situation. So my prayer today for myself and for you, O Lord, help us to continue growing in wisdom and in grace. If you like that theme, make it your own for 2017.